Hi, I'm Josh James, and this is WUKY's Bookmarks. We've been on hiatus for a few months, but we're back with one of our favorites, Mr. Wynn Morris of Morris Bookshop fame. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Long time no see.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We thought we'd bring you in to discuss Independent Bookstore Day and steer our listeners to the books that have got you excited right now. Let's start with the former. This is only the second official year for Indie Bookstore
Right.
Day.
It's the first time, the second time they've done it nationwide. 3 years ago, California Booksellers Association got together. There's enough kind of independent bookstores in California to pull this thing off. And the easiest way to describe it is still very much it's Record Store Day for bookstores. Several of the publishers produce materials that are unique to Independent Bookstore Day, and we have those for sale, limited quantities that we don't sell until Independent Bookstore Day. Some really neat stuff. It's not quite as collectory as Record Store Day, where people just really want to get that Slayer 7-inch or whatever that's only available then. The collector's market's a little bit different, so we see a lot of broadsides and prints and different things. This year, there's a Neil Gaiman coloring book, because adult coloring books are the biggest thing in the world right now. So there's a real limited run of stories coloring book based on Neil Gaiman's various works. And a really neat poster of that Anthony Bourdain sort of authored, but someone else drew, of Bourdain's perfect hamburger. It's this exploded hamburger with all these directions and stuff, and it's autographed by him. And quite a few other really neat things.
So local stores get to personalize this in their own way.
Exactly, exactly. Last year, us and Carmichael's in Louisville and Coffee Tree in Moorhead, a couple independent stores in the area, we sort of collaborated on some special Kentucky bookmarks that we did. We had a Wendell Berry, Silas House, and George L. Lyon bookmarks that we did that they autographed, and we sold those just on that day. We don't have a special Kentucky thing this year. It just kind of snuck up on us. But we've got, I think, upwards of a dozen Kentucky authors will be in the store on Independent Bookstore Day. We've got food from Bourbon and Toulouse and just a lot of other things. Bianca Spriggs, who is a Lexington-based poet, is coming in to do kind of another coloring session, where it's going to be sort of open mic poetry and coloring. Color and chill with Bianca Spriggs.
So this is always the big question. We have, Amazon, the big guys, and the other chains with a major online presence, the rise of e-readers. What can indie stores offer that folks can't find online?
It's really just kind of it becomes about the experience and about customer service, which is, just retail in general. These days, that's kind of really what you've got, is just being able to provide a full experience of coming in and browsing or asking for recommendations and just engaging the customers. There are so many different ways to buy a book right now, and honestly, I think a lot of people do find the convenience of, I know I want this book, I'm going to order it, and it will appear on my doorstep, 2 days hence, for a reasonable price. We do still sell books like that. People do try to support us, but in general, I think for us, they're just coming in for the experience and to support local and just maybe discover something they didn't know they were interested in.
Well, let's transition into some of the books that you really want people to check out. I've been told about the first one you've brought along, but the others will be a surprise.
Yes,
we'll start with C.E. Morgan's The Sport of Kings. Of course, we're talking about horse racing, but
right.
I gather it also paints a really vivid picture of racial and family tensions in the South.
Right, right. C.E. Morgan published her first book in 2009, a fairly slender novel called Among the Living, and got really great reviews and that sort of thing. She lives in Berea, and we've sort of gotten to know her at the store coming in, and she's always been working on this book. This is the big book. And then all these years pass. And finally, Sport of Kings is the real thing, and it's coming out next week. And really, it does. It is truly epic in scope. It is about the thoroughbred industry through a fairly long period of time in and around Lexington, Kentucky, but pulls in with it stories of family and race and love and murder and all that kind of great Kentucky and Southern stuff. This is one that the publisher is. I mean, they really, really are counting on this being one of the big literary books of the season. I mean, it's always interesting to see someone you're familiar with publish additional books and kind of see how it goes. And for this, the stakes are pretty high, but the reviews so far, I think this one is really going to be one of the ones everybody's talking about as we go into the season.
Well, she started out at Berea, right, then went to Harvard, but she came back to Kentucky, and glad she did.
Yeah, eventually back to Kentucky, and you know, both of her books are set in and just infused with Kentucky. She's very much of Kentucky.
Okay, well, let's pull your next choice out of the grab bag.
Yeah, are fairly random, these are both books that I'm not finished with yet, but that I am quite excited about. This first one, Sleeping Giants, by Sylvian Neuvel, I think is how you say his name. It's the first novel. I just kind of picked it up and started flipping through it, and really have been, over the past 3 or 4 days, sort of obsessed with finishing it to see where it goes. It's written in a style much like World War Z or some of these, where it sort of dispatches and memos, and it doesn't go too kind of freaky and meta, but it is sort of interviews and different things. But the bottom line is, about 20 years ago, a little girl was riding her bike, and she falls into this tremendous hole into a giant, like 20-some foot hand of unknown origin. And so 20 years later, she's a scientist kind of working on, turns out there are pieces of what would appear to be a giant robot of unknown origin buried deep in the ground throughout the world.
Oh, this old chestnut.
And so, yeah, exactly. And so they're pulling the pieces up and putting them together and sort of trying to figure out basically what this thing is, where it came from, you know, is it going to destroy the world, or will it be, you know, is it military, all this kind of thing. So it's just one of those, it's super, super riveting. A lot of great kind of just, you know, dark government intrigue. There's an unnamed interviewer who obviously just kind of, like, when he talks to the president, he's just like, you know, you're going to be done here in like 6 years, and we got to do this forever. You know, you just stay out of it, sort of thing. So I'm really finding this one fascinating. The second one, it was an utterly arbitrary pickup off the shelf that I'm about halfway done with that I'm really loving. A Burglar's Guide to the City by Jeff Manock, I guess is how you would say his name. And this is a book about architecture and built environments and cities. But instead of looking at it as an architect, as someone who would say, okay, where's the front door, where are the stairs, how do I get around in this building, they look at it from a burglar's point of view as to how would I get in that building without being caught. And it goes back, there's a lot of minutia about sort of heists, some of the big heists where you hear about people tunneling up into a vault, you know, and just digging tunnels and climbing through events and all this sort of thing. So it's just a really interesting kind of taking something that we take for granted and looking at it in a very, very different way, just as opposed to the normal way we might look at it.
We'll help you commit some crimes.
Yeah, you know, it's a book business. We're looking for, you know, every little bit counts.
Well, we've been chatting with Wynn Morris of Morris Bookshop. You can, of course, find all of those books he mentioned there. And you can find out more about Independent Bookstore Day as well at wukwine.org. Thanks for making the trek to WKY and sitting down with us.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.